All right, it is time for Factor Bullcrap, as Tom was so eager and ready to let us know. Where are my notes?
Tomorrow's consolation prize for the Brewers match game, portions of Don Zimmer's ashes.
It's a little early, isn't it?
Wow.
Man.
What baseball fan wouldn't love a little bit of the Zim?
Oh. There's so many jokes there, but I'm going to move on. Because of time, here we go. Factor Bullcrap. The first segment is about Angelina Jolie. I make a statement. You tell me it's Factor Bullcrap. Ready? Angelina Jolie's father is John Voight, and her mother is actress Debbie Reynolds. Factor Bullcrap.
Well, that's half right, so I'm going to say that's bullcrap.
Debbie Reynolds is not built, is not associated. There's no gene pool sharing with Angelina Jolie. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Her mother was an actress producer by the name of Marceline Bertrand, who died of ovarian cancer in 2007. Debbie Reynolds is Carrie Fisher's mom. Maleficent had the biggest opening weekend of any Angelina Jolie movie. Fact or bullcrap?
That Lara Croft Tomb Raider thing, the movie without a plot, just one action scene after another with her jumping around in that leotard, that did big box office.
I'm getting the impression you saw that several times.
In slow motion on the DVR. This is bullcrap.
No, I think it's actually fact. I think Maleficent is her best opening movie. I will say this is fact.
It's fact. It made $70 million this past weekend. Angelina Jolie wanted to be an undertaker when she was a kid. Fact or bullcrap?
She was just goofy enough to want to be that. She walked around with Billy Bob Thornton's blood in a vial around her neck for a while.
No, that's true.
I'll say this is fact.
I think this is fact also.
Yeah, she was serious enough about it that she actually studied embalming at one point.
Would you want to date someone who had studied embalming? That would kind of scare me a little bit.
So she's good with fluids. What can you say? In 2000, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton got married in France in a lavish $1.5 million ceremony. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm not sure they were ever married. I think this may have fallen apart before the actual nuptials. Bullcrap.
And if they did get married, it was probably in a greasy spoon in Barstow, California. Yeah, this is bullcrap.
They got married in Vegas for $189.
Yeah,
bucks.
There you go. Yep.
Free chips and a discount coupon to the buffet.
And Elvis over there on
cha-ching.
The side. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have 8 children. Factor bullcrap.
Oh, who can keep track?
There's no whining in Factor
Bullcrap. There probably is eight. I'll say this is fact.
I believe this is fact also.
It's bullcrap. They have 6. Maddox, Pax, Zahara. They were all adopted. Shiloh, who was born in 2006. And keep in mind, his name is, or her name, whatever it is, Shiloh Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Move that around. and their twins, Knox and Vivienne, who were born in 2008. All right, so there ends the Angelina Jolie segment. We now move to Dana Carvey.
Tom leads 4-3.
And honestly, how can you tell those two apart? Hmm?
That Dana Carvey hairy chest thing is creepy. It just really is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm confused. What are you talking about, Dana Carvey hairy chest thing?
Movies where his shirt is part open or whatever. It's a little disturbing.
Dana Carvey?
Are we talking about Dana Carvey?
Yes, we are.
The guy from Wayne's World?
Yes.
I don't remember the open. Okay. The character Garth from Wayne's World was based on Dana's brother. Fact or bullcrap?
Tom is thinking.
Yeah, that's why
I think those two were based on a couple of Mike Myers' friends. I'll say this is bullcrap.
No, this is fact.
It is fact. It's based on an impression of his nerdy older brother Brad, who worked for a special effects guy in Hollywood. Actually has an Emmy for it. Dana also has an Emmy. In the 90s.
Dana Carvey has an Emmy.
Emmy.
Saturday Night Live, man. Probably for the church lady.
In the 1990s, Dana Carvey had his own variety show on ABC called The Dana Carvey Show with Stephen Colbert, Stephen Carell, and John Hamm in the cast.
Wow.
Fact or bullcrap?
That's fact.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. I'll say fact as well.
It's bullcrap. John Hamm was not on the cast.
Oh, come on.
But the other two were.
Come on.
Louis C.K. wrote for the show. It premiered in 1996, lasted 8 episodes, and that's that. Dana Carvey has not been in a movie in the last 12 years. His last one was The Master of Disguise in 2002.
Oh, I'll bet he's had a cameo since then. I'll say this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap also.
It is bullcrap. The last movie he starred in was The Master of Disguise in 02. He's had a small role in Adam Sandler's movie Jack and Jill in 2011.
Ooh.
Dana Carvey had double bypass surgery on his heart when he was 42 years old. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, you spend enough time performing in Vegas, and yeah, I could imagine that. This is fact.
Since I'm not sure I will preserve the tie at this point, I'll say fact as well.
It is fact. It was in 1998, and then he found his surgeon bypass the wrong artery.
Oh, jeez.
He had to have it done over again. He sued for malpractice. It's not clear how much he settled for, but he sued for $7.5 million.
You know, if it's an amputation, I can write this leg in permanent marker, but you can't do that with the heart valves and arteries, can you?
Heartless thing connected to the... Right. Never mind.
Tied 6-6.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker, hopefully. Dana Carvey was on Saturday Night Live from 1986 until 1993, but he has never hosted. Fact or bullcrap?
This is for the tie?
This is for the to break the tie.
I've okay. got to believe that he hosted at some point in time, came back and hosted at some point in time. I'll say this is bullcrap.
I believe that he hosted too, but because I want the win, I will say fact.
It's bullcrap.
Yes!
He hosted four times, most recently in 2011. There endeth fact or bullcrap. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.